Good evening.
Good evening.
You're the first to arrive, so let's wait a few more minutes.
Oh, okay. Okay. I meant to ask you, I meant to send you an email. Did you get my email that had what you requested about the Ari's commentaries of which ones you had taught?
Yeah, I got your email for the first 10 from
okay.
To
me, Kate's. Yeah, okay.
Right.
Okay, that should hold us for a while anyway, going through this with Tony.
Okay. Yeah, it'll get us through a couple of months, so appreciate it.
Right. Okay.
And I'm keeping it up going forward, so when we get back around to wherever we started, I'll be able to keep it up.
Well, I could tell I wasn't as thorough, but also, that was the time that he was in the hospital, you know, those many months there. So I think I missed a few classes, and so I didn't have dates and all. But
not a problem.
Okay. Did you have the Olivet class today?
No, I had the history class today, but nobody came online, so I wasn't able to record it.
Oh. Well, we hadn't gotten back yet.
Mm-hmm. I know. No, and the people here, their phones, there's only one of them who has a phone, and his phone can't go long distance, so.
Okay.
So I'm not able to, you know, if one of the four or five of you don't come on board, I can't record it. So, but I try it. Good evening.
Good evening.
Do you have any questions tonight?
No questions.
Okay. Well, I'm going to change what we do at the beginning of this class because I'm going to read the verse that has a gematria of 5,780. That's from 1 Samuel chapter 19, verse 20. And I'm going to start with the L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud kud shabri chu ishkinte bit hilu erhimu ud hilu. Udhilu urhimu, liakta l'shem yudhe bavavhe, the Yehuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael, limud Torah mitzvah, lasok Torah mitzvah, vayhino am Adonai Eloheinu aleinu maasei yadeinu kunenei aleinu maasei yadeinu kunenehu. Vayishlach Shaul malachim l'kachat, Et David v'yaret lahakat, manvim nibeim, Ushmuel omed nitzav aleichem, Wat hi al malachei Shaul, ruach Elohim v'yitzabu gam hema. Sana, you want to ask your question?
Well, it came up at the table yesterday for Rosh Hashanah. We were discussing how we've had two friends who passed away recently. Both of them were converts to Judaism, but they were from families who were Catholic. And because they were virtually by themselves, their family gave each one of them, there were two different people in two different states, but gave them a Christian burial. And with one, Tony and I couldn't be there, but Judy and Brandy and could be. So Tony and I did a Jewish service while the other service was going on in Texas. But what we were wondering is, because they have no family to say Kaddish for them, we can add them to our list at the synagogue, both in the memorial booklet as well as on their yard site day. But we were wondering if in between time, was it okay to say the... how do we refer to it?
The abridged
for their souls.
Okay. I take it their children didn't do any conversion?
No. No. In fact, one of my friends that... she converted a long time ago before I did. She had been a nun for 9 years, and she had a sister who is a nun and a brother who was also in some religious order. So, and she died with dementia or Alzheimer's. And I did put her down, you know, every year at our synagogue, you know, because on Friday nights of that week, we do, you know, the Kaddish is said and added her name to the memorial book. But, and same thing with the other friend, too, in Port Arthur. But she also didn't have any Jewish connection other than her own conversion. And she had left directions, Brandy can probably tell you better, of what she wanted for her funeral service, but they disregarded it. So Brandy, if you want to say anything.
We're waiting for Brandy to unmute.
Okay, unmuted. No, I don't have anything to say. Was a little disappointed that they didn't respect what you wanted. Yeah.
Well, I'm not going to address the issue of the families not honoring her request. That's a tikkun between them for next lifetime. but I'm going to explain a little more in depth than what I answered you earlier, Hannah.
Okay.
The Kaddish has different forms and serves a different purpose. But essentially, saying the Kaddish requires a minyan of 10.
Yes.
And when there's not 10, it's supposed to not be said. The reason why it requires 10 people is because those 10 people represent the 10 Sefirot. So the Kaddish, being in Aramaic, is drawing the energies of all 10 Sefirot. And if you don't have a minion, you don't have 10, then one of those energies or more of those energies are not available. if you look at the, I haven't done it in a while because of where I am, but the, if you look at the regular mourner's Kaddish, there's a process, and in every Haven half Chatzi Kaddish, there are 28 words that the reader doesn't, he pauses, he does it slowly. And it said, the tradition from the Zohar is that if you read those 28 words before he gets to the next point, and I'm sorry that my memory, because it's been so long, I haven't done it in a while, and I forget what that point is. But it's like this, before he gets to Barichu, if you do the 28 words, you are removing, some say 7 years, some say 70 years of judgments from the children of Israel. And so it's very clear that we need a number 10 people to be saying the Kaddish. So the question is, what do you do when you don't have a minyan? And the rabbi that is employed here as a, he's not a pulpit rabbi, but he has done pulpit work. His main work, he's responsible for the Jewish activities in about 5 large independent living facilities. And so he organizes the services, he organizes the various ideas, but he also monitors the kashrut in all of those facilities, and he also does pastoral work, because older people tend to not realize they don't have to die, and so they tend to die. And so he's doing the pastoral work with them and their families. So the man has a lot of work. But the issue is, we do not get a minyan. We don't get an Orthodox minyan. We don't ever get 10 men. And there are people in our minyan that are really uncomfortable counting women as part of the minyan. So we didn't know what to do, because people want to say Kaddish on Yortzeitz, and they want to come, and we're needing to provide that service. And we don't have a minyan of 10 men. So he talked to his posek, his rabbi, about what the problem is, and this rabbi wrote the abridged Kaddish that I have put on the website. And if you compare the mourner's Kaddish in your Siddurs to that, you'll see there are some missing phrases. But the design of this Kaddish is you do not need to have the 10 men. So an individual can say this Kaddish when he's praying by himself. Any number of people can say it when it's appropriate within their service. Because he has taken out those words that are energy intensive, that he needs to draw the energy that is required by the 10 people. So you're not drawing the complete energy when you say it, but if you don't have a minyan, it's okay to say it. Because it's better to say this than nothing at all.
Okay.
Is that more clear now, Hannah?
Yes. I didn't know if it maybe just counted for the person saying it. you know, because you're really, it's really healing for you. But I also wondered if it had any effect on the soul, you know. And otherwise, there'll be no one to say Kaddish for them, you know, not at least for the 11 months.
The answer is that you are drawing some of the energy. You are affecting some of the aspects of the Kaddish for a loved one.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not a complete structure.
Mm-hmm.
It's not all Sephirot. So, and I'm really not been informed what words he took out, and I haven't made the analysis to see what he took out so that I could identify which Sephirot is not,
mm-hmm.
not made on. My guess is that he has reduced the Keter Hachma and Bina because they're not in this, in our world.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I don't know that for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And I do say the Kaddish in my own prayers, this abridged Kaddish, as you saw. Earlier in the Slichot process, I didn't include it because I didn't include it primarily because I wanted to build up a vessel, enough background of saying the Slichot before I introduced it. But I've been doing it for the last probably half of the month and will continue to do so.
Yeah. I remember when you did because Brandy and I were talking and I told her skip page so-and-so, whatever page the Kaddish was on, because that was a full Kaddish. And then
right.
I think that day you started with the abbreviated one. So,
it's page 7 on the sleeper, and then again at the end on page 37 and 38.
Right.
So we say mm-hmm. it twice.
Right. Okay, thank you.
But if you ever want to do the analysis, I don't have the time, but, you know, you can add that to your list of things to do if you want. And find out
I'm wondering if I got covered with the Hatorot Nadarim for the things I said I was going to do and haven't gotten around to them. Oh, gosh.
We all have a lot to do. That's part of the process.
Yeah.
You can beat yourself up, or you can just know that you're doing what you can, and that's the way it is.
Right. Well, I remember you said don't feel guilty, because if you feel guilty, you're giving the Satan a double dose.
Exactly. You're letting him get you a second time.
Mm-hmm. No.
So, did it kind of give you any thoughts about other questions to ask?
No.
Okay.
It answered my question.
Very good.
Thank you.
So you have a good evening, and we will speak soon.
Okay.
Thank you.
You still have tomorrow. You'll still be doing Slichot tomorrow.
I'll be doing Slichot tomorrow and Friday and Sunday, Monday as well.
Okay. And at 1:00, will you have the Olivet class?
No, tomorrow is at 10, excuse me. Tomorrow, I don't do Slichot. Tomorrow is the Hebrew class. It takes over the hour for Slichot.
Oh, at 9:00. Okay.
Right.
All right. Okay.
But we're doing Slichot up until Tuesday
right.
morning, except for Shabbat.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, we're waiting for test results, and I know Friday he has 2 appointments, and then they're supposed to let us know when we go to Lafayette. So if I'm not on, that's why, you know, traveling. But I have my other booklet. So. Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You take care.
Okay, bye-bye.
Good night, all. Shalom.
Night.
Shalom.